RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
Now joining us in studio with the sports news, Des Cahill. Good morning, Des.
Morning, Mary. It's only a couple of weeks ago, Amy Broadhurst was on chatting with you, wasn't it, about sparring with Katie Taylor, and she was heading off that morning to the World Boxing Championships. Well, today she's one of two Irish women fighting for gold at the Women's World Championships in Istanbul, herself and Lisa O'Rourke from Roscommon. It's a fantastic achievement for both of them. Broadhurst,
she was so excited.
Yeah, well, and self-confident in her own way, wasn't she? But she takes on Iman Khalif of Algeria today, and O'Rourke, a ladies football player with Roscommon also, she'll fight Helena Panguani of Mozambique. So the best of luck to them. Now, there's great drama at the Europa League final as Eintracht Frankfurt beat Rangers last night on penalties in Seville. The game finished 1-1 after 90 minutes and extra time. Rangers had gone ahead through a Joe Aribo goal in the second half. That was cancelled out 12 minutes later by Rafael Bora for Frankfurt. And then Frankfurt won the shootout 5-4. Bora scored the winning kick after Aaron Ramsey missed Rangers' last penalty. Here's Rangers Northern Ireland international Stephen Davis.
Obviously a huge disappointment, I think, as I say, once it goes to that stage of the game, it's a lottery and either team can obviously win it, but it's hard to reflect straight away after the game because of the disappointment. We were desperate to come here and obviously send the fans home happy. They've been obviously tremendous for us throughout this whole campaign. The boys have been tremendous, but it hurts tonight.
Elsewhere in soccer news, it's reported that 5 of the 10 men arrested by Gardaí yesterday in connection with alleged match-fixing in the League of Ireland have been released, and a file is being prepared by the Gardaí for the Director of Public Prosecution. There's a couple of key games tonight in the relegation battle from the English Premier League. With just 2 games remaining, Burnley, who are still in the bottom 3, travel to Aston Villa, and Everton, 2 points above Burnley, are at home to Crystal Palace. Chelsea need a point from their home game with Leicester to confirm their Champions League place. And at home, the league leaders Shamrock Rovers can stretch their lead at the top if they get points from Belfield when they take on UCD. Now, the second men's major golf championship of the season, the US PGA at Southern Hills in Oklahoma, gets underway at 1 o'clock Irish time. Out among the early starters will be 2 former champions, Rory McIlroy and Padraig Harrington, while Seamus Power and Shane Lowry on the course, both around 7 o'clock. Now, Power, the world number 42, is playing in just his second major, having made his debut at the Masters last month. He's been speaking to Greg Allen about how he's been dealing with his relatively newfound elevated status in the game, which he seems entirely comfortable with.
I've kind of become better at just kind of evaluating and just trying to learn from, you know, what I'm doing. And, you know, golf is a game of small margins, so it's one of those things you kind of pick up where you can. And if you feel like you're going down the wrong path and something, get off it. But if you feel like things are going well, you just like ride it out as best you can.
So the psychology then is just the same. It's a game of golf to be played, and it's a golf course and a field to be beaten. And do you just treat it like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be me against this golf course, and it's going to be, you know, seeing it today, trying to figure out a good plan to get around it. You know, so see where your opportunities are going to be, and where some places you're going to be a little more conservative. But yeah, besides that, you're going to set up my plan. I'm going to set up my plan to shoot the lowest score I can and see how well I can do.
Do you focus on winning?
Obviously, it's hard to win in golf if you don't win that often. But like, you set up, you do your preparation, you do your practice round, and you. It's, you know, 72 holes is a long time. There's a lot of things can go either way, so just give yourself the best chance.
You know, the mystique of playing in a major, something that you didn't experience until Augusta, that's gone. You know, and Augusta is a big one to get rid of it with. Yeah. So do you come in here feeling, this is it, I'm happy to compete?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel quite comfortable at Augusta. I mean, I think at my age probably helps. You know, a lot of guys play their first major at 23 or 24, whatever it is.
You're not too old at 35.
No, but I think I've seen a lot of different tournaments, you know, so you've kind of been around a lot and you've heard a lot of talk about it. So, I mean, Augusta's obviously a little, from what I've seen so far, it's definitely on a different level in terms of all that stuff. But this is definitely a cooler vibe on a major. Just when you're on the range and stuff, everything's a little different. But, I mean, once you get out on the golf course and get started, it's going to be another golf tournament.
That's Seamus Power. In Gaelic games, Dublin won the Leinster Minor Football Championship last night, beating Kildare by 2-10 to 8 points. And in racing, there was a first ever treble for jockey Donagh O'Connor at Cork last night. This evening's action is in Tipperary, starting at 5:20.